The music industry may be recovering from years of miserable sales. The number of people buying CDs went up in 2004. That's the first time that's happened in 4 years. And at the same time, people are buying more music online. The key word there is buying. People have been downloading music for years, but the industry is finally persuading some people to pay for it. Earlier this month, Apple reported that its iTunes service sold its 200 millionth song. Another company is trying to provide the online equivalent of one of those old independent record stores. It's marketing the kind of CDs that might otherwise be hard to find. That company is the subject of our second story in a series on internet music. Marcy Silman, a member station KUOW, reports on CD Baby.
From the very beginning, CD Baby was not your typical business run by your typical businessman.
This was a utopian experiment in how a distribution deal could work out from a musician's point of view. We don't owe anybody money. We've never had any investors, always refused investors, and we can make it whatever we want.
CD Baby founder Derek Sivers started out as a musician. In 1996, he had a band called Hit Me. I can keep on dreaming that you're by my side. I can let these feelings tear me up inside. But I can't sing you this song. No, I can't sing you this song. Sivers sold Hit Me CDs at shows, and the band got some airplay on college radio stations scattered across the country. To reach those far-flung fans, Sivers decided he needed to sell his records on the internet. So he called the handful of online retailers doing business at the time.
I said, hey, I've sold 1,500 copies of this CD on my own, and would you guys like to sell it? And they all said, sure, who's your distributor? I said, well, I don't have a distributor, and I don't really want one. Can't I just send a box of CDs to you guys? You sell it, and when somebody buys it, you ship it to them and pay me? And they went, ha-ha, yeah, right, it doesn't work that way, kid.
So the intrepid musician got a credit card merchant account and set up his own business.
And on hitme.net, on my band's webpage, you could click here to buy my CD or some of my friends. And then I started getting these calls that were like, hey man, my friend Dave said you could sell my CD. I said, sure, bring it on, you know, I'll set you up. Then I had about 20 people like that. So I decided, all right, this is cluttering up my band's webpage. And I took those 20 CDs off of my band's site, put it on a domain name, cdbaby.com, and that's when it really started.
That was in 1998. Sivers' company now distributes music by more than 75,000 artists. The CDs, filed in alphabetical order, line shelf after shelf in an 18,000-square-foot warehouse near the Portland airport.
This is the first batch of, there was probably about 600 and some odd orders this morning.
John Stoip is CD Baby's vice president in charge of operations. He supervises 44 people. That's a far cry from the day Sivers hired him as CD Baby's first employee.
One of the first jobs he had me do was go through and listen to the CDs and just kind of, you know, make sure they were what they said they were and they were CDs that played right and things like that.
8 years later, two people still listen to every music submission. Any artist is welcome to sign up. The deal is simple. Musicians pay a flat, one-time $35 fee and send CD Baby 5 CDs. The artist sets the album selling price. CD Baby keeps $4 from each sale. The musician gets the rest. And nobody is kicked out for not selling enough. Seattle singer-songwriter Jim McKeever heard about the website from a friend. He thought it sounded like an easy way to get some extra exposure for his record. I got a room above Paula's room, and she doesn't mind if I sing it to you. But I wear my high heels and wake her up. My floor is the ceiling of Paula's room. In Paula's room. McKeever heard Sivers speak on a music marketing panel and contacted CD Baby.
At first I was just curious and checked it out, but as soon as I joined the process, you know, Derek starts giving you feedback and just walks you through the whole thing. It's one of those rare businesses where I think the person doing it is really sincerely driven by wanting to help people.
McKeever has sold only about 10 of his records on CD Baby, but he says that's fine with him. And it's probably typical of most of the other musicians who sell their CDs on the website. There are no sales targets or charts at the CD Baby offices. There is a drum kit. Derek Siver says the company keeps tabs on how it's doing every Monday evening when it cuts checks to musicians.
$10 million is the amount that we've paid out now. I think that means that we've done about $15 million in sales. Counting the number that's come in is the greedy way to look at it, and counting the number that we've paid out is the part that makes me happier. So we measure a milestone by how much we've paid to the musicians.
Industry observers say by any measure, Derek Sivers and CD Baby have been successful. Market research analyst Phil Lee of the Florida-based company Inside Digital Media says CD Baby has become more than an online record store.
So the way I would characterize CD Baby is it's really become an independent label that represents artists that have not been represented by other labels. And he's been successful doing that since the typical consumer and the vast bulk of the consumers still want to buy music in the form of CDs. He's got the bigger part of the market. But the way he became a successful independent label is because of the power of the Internet.
And Lee believes the future of music on the Internet is digital distribution. So in addition to shipping out actual records, CD Baby now distributes more than 300,000 of its musician songs digitally through the major online music services, including iTunes, MSN Music, and Napster. Musicians get those payments with their regular Monday checks. Derek Siver says his company takes a loss on the transactions, and digital distribution may actually put CD Baby out of business. But Siver says that's okay.
I still really believe in that fundamental first reason that CD Baby started, which was to be this cool little record store. So when people ask what my future plan for CD Baby is, I say I just want to ride off into the sunset, getting smaller and smaller until we fade out to nothing, until one day it'll be like just me here, one computer, one telephone, a warehouse of a million CDs, and one order a day coming in, which I'll stick in my backpack and ride down to the post office and drop off.
For NPR News, I'm Marcy Silman.
Our series on Internet music continues tomorrow. Musicians finally get their own royalties for online and cable broadcasts.